Network.
We're going to continue with John, Jeremy, Andy, John, many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. This is an abbreviated, only one-hour interview with Alan. That's normally a full interview, but Alan's got so much to say, and I've got so much to add. We're going to get him back on for a couple hours early in January. In fact, let's make sure we set that up with him in his calendar before he leaves us. He is a big part of Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama, detailing the global government banking/carbon tax takeover. This film couldn't have come out at a better time. It is exploding like no film I've ever produced. You can get a free Obama as the Joker t-shirt or a free Don't Tread on Me t-shirt with it at Infowars.com until Christmas. So be sure and order today at Infowars.com, and your purchase makes this radio show possible. We've got more discounts, more combos, more free videos than we've ever offered at Infowars.com, and 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. So check that out. Going to Alan Watt of CuttingToTheMatrix.com. First off, I haven't talked to you since we got you a copy of it when the guys came to interview you a few months ago in Canada. What's your take on Fall of the Republic, Alan?
It's having a great impact. It's all over the planet now. And I get emails from so many people saying I've seen it. And it's hitting them between the eyes, some of them, which is a darn good thing because we have no time to lose here in catching up. We've got to be shocked into reality, and I think it helps to do that.
What do you think of the film yourself? I mean, I want your honest review.
Oh, it's well done. It's well done. I mean, even the camera guys, when they were here doing the take, they knew their stuff as well. Everything was well on. And I don't know who did the editing and so on, but they certainly made a good job of patching all the different pieces together to make it flow and keep the topics flowing so that people who didn't know too much could get an understanding and take them right through it in a condensed form. And that's what we have to do today because we cannot give a complete lifetime's education to people in a fast move except by condensing it for them and giving them important parts and really stressing how it's done and where it is going if they don't participate in their own future.
Yeah, I mean, we're showing people, here's the globalist agenda, here's their own documents, here's their own statements. Do you want this for yourself and your future? Do you want to be a slave who is eventually euthanized? The decision is up to you. One of the few criticisms I've gotten for Fall of the Republic is, well, I already knew a lot of this, or this has a lot of basics in it. Yes, that's the whole point of the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic, is to be slickly done, well-produced, highest-level graphics, and it has a lot of new information as well. But, yes, it gives people the basics because we're trying to reach people who have no idea of what's going on.
And plus, when you get people together who know with people who don't know, rather than just go over stuff through books and weekly meetings, if you've all shared the same video, you can then discuss it yourself and chip in. It's a good way to catch up quickly to speak as to what's happening. You could have something in common and something you've all either seen or read in common, and that's how it's done today. We don't have time to give a history of the last 100-odd years. We don't have time. So you have to condense it, put in the important parts so the beginners can understand and bring them up to speed so they can then converse with you with the knowledge that you're sharing.
And then once they have a basic blueprint of just part of the system, it's too complex to give somebody the full view. I mean, I'm still learning every day. It's so big and complex, and they've had so many specials working for so long on different parts of this matrix system. But once people have a basic snapshot, a basic crash course in brain surgery, then they can start picking up the other rabbit trails and larger gestalts for themselves as their palate develops.
That's correct. You understand that we're up against organization. Organization has been working steadily for well over 100 years with non-governmental organizations who are trained in a school-type format, gradually updated with their vision of the future. As I say, they're organized, they're funded. Some of them are full-time employees, in fact, to get salaries from the big foundation and pension funds. That's what we're up against, massive organization. We have to do it with what we have. and we have to do it very quickly.
Good job, Alan. Stay there.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I was just now plugging Fall of the Republic. It truly is my best film, best produced, most information, most timely, highest quality. And Weldon Henson, the head of our shipping department, just explained to me, UPS can normally ship anywhere in the U.S. in 4 days. They say 6 working days out from Christmas. So tomorrow, orders that get in today and tomorrow are guaranteed by UPS anywhere in the United States before Christmas. Now, most places, it's 2 or 3 days, but that's how we ship UPS. If people want regular mail, you can always order that way, too, but we found UPS is, I mean, the U.S. mail is really bad. I've seen a bunch of reports about mail offices just throw your mail away now. They just don't even care. Pension checks, toys, it's the government. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drive by. I mean, you know, they got the SWAT teams, they got your tax money. That's, I don't want to bash the whole post office. There's some great people at the post office. The point is, if you want to order Fall of the Republic and get a free Endgame, or if you want to order Fall of the Republic and get a free Reflections and Warnings, come on in, Weldon. Weldon is now here. I was trying to get him down here earlier. Real fast, So if their order gets in today or tomorrow, you guys can get it out by the next day, and then UPS guarantees it will get there before Christmas?
Yeah, it'll get there before Christmas. If you place your order before 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you'll get it before Christmas, guaranteed.
Oh, so it's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Because you guys want to get everything out tomorrow?
Yes. Well, and everything will be out. If you order today, even, it'll be out today. But we feel like, you know, we'll be able to do it tomorrow, too. So
now, well, we were a week or two behind on shipping until we got Weldon. Now we're shipping a lot of times on the day it comes in.
We're up right now today, yeah. Anybody that placed their order this morning is going out today. So.
Well, that's good. There's going to be a lot of little evil elves climbing down chimneys bringing people DVDs.
That's right.
Are you guys wearing elf hats back there?
Not yet. Well, I'll make them wear that.
Hey, the public believes polar bears can't swim. Why not say elves exist?
Well, there you go. Why not?
Maybe Al Gore's Santa Claus.
Oh, that'll be interesting to see.
He's not going to like this present.
That's one he won't like.
Again, free T-shirts right now that you can pick from when you get Fall of the Republic. I just want people to have this.
That's right. We'll get them to him.
Now, a lot of UPS stuff shipping out, even by this Friday, it'll still get to most people around the country, right?
Yeah, most people it will. Most locations it takes, you know, 3 business days. We just set the deadline to make sure that it covered everybody. Folks even that order, majority of folks that order even on all day tomorrow or Friday morning will still probably get it, but we just can't guarantee it. So guaranteed to get it if you order by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Good chance you're still going to get it if you order by Friday.
Good. We should have been plugging that all week. And, of course, you can always get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and share it as a gift with others. Weldon, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Good job there. Okay, I'm going to shut up now and go back to Alan Watt. Alan Watt, enough with Christmas and Fall of the Republic. We have total mind control being established in the country. We have all over the United States, Europe, the Western world, children on record writing reports on their parents. We confirmed that the Perdinalis Power Authority in Texas, Central Texas, is making the kids fill out dossiers on their parents through the public schools, or they get a zero on their grade. I have a report here of where a boy drew an image of Jesus and was kicked out of school and is having a psychological assessment done. In fact, show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers an image of this. I mean, we really are living in a secret police-style tyranny. The RAND Corporation is already announcing that all your local police departments are openly federalized. Regular army garrisons will be stationed as domestic police, as a rapid reaction force to take over local police departments. That's in this RAND Corporation report. So much is going on. Go over that, Alan Watt. And then your take on what's happening at Copenhagen. Is their program really in deep trouble?
Well, we find that the U.S. is the last country to be basically completely socialized. It's a socialist system. It's already completely through Europe, especially Britain. Britain's an incredible country right now, where back in the 80s, in fact, they federalized. At least they put a chief police association in charge of all of the police across Britain, and supposedly they were going to use martial law back in the 80s if Britain had to be sacrificed for first nuclear strikes in order for the US to survive. So it's never got out of that mode. It made it easier for the federalized government to take over. And this is a socialized system. I tell people so often, don't get confused with fascism, communism, socialism. It's all the same thing, you see. And that's what's being used today. A long time ago, it was decided by the big powers and the economists and those who ruled the banking system of the world, along with the politicians and the Fabian Society, that they'd have to bring in a socialist system and train the public, train them gradually to allow the experts at the top to simply handle all the big problems while we were taught to play at the bottom. That's been very successful since mainly from the 60s onwards. And so we're out of the loop. Most folk are quite content.
That's right. They made it a moral right, like it's cool that men and women don't care and aren't involved.
Yes.
It's uncool to be involved. It's fun to be an idiot.
That's correct. And while we're all being idiots and playing, and they threw credit cards at everyone, and they gave us a youth culture, a perpetual youth culture, where anyone over a certain age is just a non-existent. They did not want older, wiser people coming into the game and teaching people what was really going on by their knowledge and history, etc. That's been very, very successful.
Yeah, you don't revere your elders. They're just people to be exterminated. And now Time and Newsweek have articles about, let's just murder all the old people. It's so liberal.
That's correct. And that is coming down. They started off in Holland with euthanasia. Britain has just passed laws on it, too. The U.S., I think, did their first main one this year, in fact, earlier this year, openly. And so that's the agenda. This is all written, again, going back to the days of H.G. Wells and the Utopians, the Fabians, and also population control is a ramp up abortion and sterilization on one end, which is coming down, by the way, as part of the Copenhagen Treaty. Then the ramp up the other side, too. Obama's already made the communist statements, and that's what it is, folks. You're under that system right now if you don't know it. Look at all the people who are in his staff right now. They're all, many of them are card-carrying communists. And they're true believers in this world Fabian system of socialism. We're experts.
But just like the media told us communism didn't exist after 1991, they tell us no new world order exists, even as they announce it, even as I was reading 2 weeks ago in a Mercantile report that the number one shirts are hammer and sickle shirts.
Yeah, that's correct. And a lot of the U.S. Teenagers are wearing them, thinking it's all cool and trendy. I'm going to remember, too, that back in the 50s, remember, the Reed Commission, authorized by the U.S. Congress and the Senate, did investigations into the tax-free foundations, the big Rockefellers, Ford, Carnegie, all the other ones there, who were funding what appeared to be to them all the far-left communist groups. And Senator Norman Dodd, and he's up on YouTube talking about this, he was astonished when he was told by the CEO of the Ford Foundation that their job of the foundation was to fund NGOs and so on. So changed society and culture within the Western world, and especially in America, that it eventually blended seamlessly with that of the Soviet system. That has happened. That has happened. And they're going now to the next step, because in Marxian economics, they must have everything centralized under world government. That's what the United Nations was established to become. With the IMF there at the top, the World Bank, and all the rest of it.
Alan, to interrupt, from your study, how does Russia tie in? Because Russia is paying people to have kids now, because they've lost 45 million people thanks to the global agenda. They're talking about the New World Order on their television. I mean, is Russia going rogue from the New World Order, or bidding for a better position in the New World Order?
A better position, but however, too, you understand, too, when the Bolshevik Revolution took over Russia, the Bolsheviks were comprised of non-Russians primarily, who moved into the Soviet Union, and they ran the entire Soviet Union through the Soviet era.
It was mainly people from Brooklyn came over and ran
Brooklyn,
it, and they got kicked
correct.
Out, and then now they're the neocons,
And that's correct as well. And after the wall came down, and prior to it, many of them moved out. Many of them went to Israel. Others moved into, a lot of them moved into California, Toronto, and other places to continue the agenda of the merger over here. Now, Gorbachev himself, who, remember, was the president of the Soviet Union, who was taken round the world on a world tour by Margaret Thatcher, by her arm in arm, and she introduced him to the world as a new type of communist. So they'd already chosen him to lead the Soviet Union as it brought down the walls. And we've got to go back to Lenin. Lenin said the dictatorship would last about 70 or 80 years.
And then perestroika.
It was to merge into the West, where the new system would emerge not quite capitalist, not quite communist. It's the socialist Fabian system worldwide, run by experts, eugenicists, all the guys on top. A planned society, a planned population, and that's what's happening right now as we live. We're watching the people appointed on Obama's system. We know who they all are. They've got tremendous histories and have involvement in this communist technique and the Fabian Society.
And by the way, this is not Joseph McCarthy up here.
Yeah.
This isn't Alex Jones or Alan Watt. Alan, because I read all the same books, he's reading books written by Gorbachev, written by H.G. Wells, written by Leon Trotsky, written by Joseph Stalin, by Vladimir Lenin. We're telling you what they said, and now their world government's here.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Fox News is playing the 10 biggest stories of 2009. One of them is how the Japanese government wants to put lithium, an antipsychotic, in the water supply. Let me give you a news flash. Most U.S. municipal supplies already have lithium added. You can go over the toxicology reports for your city's water. You'll find it's not leaching in. They're adding it. you know, the national media calls me all the time, Alan Watt, and they say, you're crazy. You're saying they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. You say they're drugging the water. And then I start emailing them mainstream articles, and they shut up real fast. They always think they've gotten me. Then I'll be talking to some yuppie producer, and I'll say, don't you care about your kids? And they'll start really, really realizing for their petty power position of lying that they're really assaulting their own children. But they still just giggle and go on with it. Briefly, from your research, cancer viruses in vaccines and calmative toxins in the water.
Very, very old techniques. They started off with fluoride, of course. In the early days, they knew about this stuff at the beginning of the 1900s and what it did to the people. It made them more pliable and more easily managed. But it was Japan, too, where they first noticed that a particular village in Japan many years ago were much more placid than the average villager. And they realized when they tested the water, there was natural lithium in it. So that's where the idea sprung from. If we add this to other people's supplies, it'll make them more docile and easily managed. They won't care much what's happening in the big world or what's kind of coming down in the future. And that's why they're adding it across the world. I can understand, go back to Julian Huxley. Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, his grandfather was Sir Thomas Huxley, the best friend of Charles Darwin. And Darwinism is a big part of this whole socialist agenda. It gave them ammunition for their purpose and for their planning for the future based on superior types, inferior types, and so on. And so Julian Huxley talked about the coming system of control, where they would definitely use pharmacology and they'd use hypnosis, techniques of persuasion on television and so on. That's what they would use for the public, and it's been very successful already. Never mind all the stuff that's naturally prescribed by the physicians in the tranquilizing business. They also put it into the water. And you've got to go into the writings, too, of another hardline communist, by the way, who worked for MI5, like most of them did. And that was Arthur Kessler. That's declassified. He was an agent for them. And he worked with the United Nations during the 60s on projects to find ways of lobotomizing the human brain chemically or through viral or bacterial means. They discussed the means of directing biowarfare techniques right to the brain itself by injections. They said we can do it through the food, we could do it through the water supply. Their only problem was how to actually introduce it. And, of course, the public weren't to know. And the UN had different teams all working on the same project. Millions of dollars went into the investigations. Russia went the straightforward way of mandatorily lobotomizing people physically. The criminal element, those who spoke out with wrong think or had inflexibility of opinion, that was a psychiatric disorder, they would lobotomize them. But they found that they could do it by inoculations, where they would carry something right to the brain, fever develops in the baby, and they're short a few cents off the dollar from then on. That's all been done, I think, to be honest with
you. Which is good. I mean, you then get a partially lobotomized biological robot that you can then program, because programming doesn't work if it isn't started early and if the person has an advanced intellect that will then later in life discover the programming. It'll then be hard to get rid of all of it, but then stronger-willed people who are also intelligent can countermand the programming. But for a lot of people who were already just going to be average intelligence, they're now borderline retarded, and that's why you can't reach out to them.
And officially, the United Nations has lowered the official average IQ by about 4 or 5 points in the last 4 years.
That's right. Yeah, pretty soon geniuses will be able to tie their shoelaces.
That's correct. That's correct, yeah.
And they giggle and laugh about this, and their argument is, hey, look, the public doesn't care we're brain damaging them. They deserve to be brain damaged further.
Mm-hmm. And now we have the mass campaigns now with the fake flu pandemics and so on to terrify the public into compliance, to get the latest upgraded biowarfare technique to lobotomize them. And it is still part of the same system. They can't ask for volunteers.
Alan Watt, stay there. I want to get into the flu, your take on that, then Copenhagen, and then some phone calls. And we'll play that clip from Fox News about drugging your water. It's the newest, coolest thing. Of course, they've already been doing it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Yeah, here's Fox News, and I've seen MSNBC, the clips on YouTube, where they propose putting Prozac in the water, and the federal government's also proposing putting statins in the water. They're now teaching kids that five-year-olds need anti-cholesterol drugs, which completely eat your liver. It just doesn't even help you with cholesterol. It's all lies. Now, over 150 chemicals on average are put in U.S. drinking water. Same thing in Canada, the U.K. Some have over 300. And it's lithium. Everything. Of course, lithium's a heavy metal. Very toxic. It's the same thing with fluoride. Sodium fluoride. But when you hear fluoride, that's a catch-all term under federal regulations for over 300 chemicals they're allowed to put in. And I mean, they mercury, everything, they are killing you. Okay, that's why people look so bad, even if they exercise and try to eat healthy. These are sickos, okay? They openly write textbooks how they want to kill us. We're going to talk to Alan Watt about that in a moment. A real expert on this stuff and a big part of Fall of the Republic. But here's Fox Television.
Now, with only 2 weeks left of 2009, we're taking a look back at some of the most interesting
healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Arkel Giorgio to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and that's, of course, to prevent tooth decay. Well, researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic depressive illness. And what these researchers found in Japan is that it's lithium is present in trace amounts in the normal water supply in some communities. And in those communities, they have a lower suicide rate. And so they're really investigating whether trace amounts of lithium can just change the mood in a enough to really, in a positive way, without having the bad effects of lithium, to really affect the mood and decrease the suicide rate. Very interesting concept. You know, it's the same reason why we put iodine and salt, fluoride and water. There's many different examples of when we put trace amounts of chemicals in the normal supply of food or water to help people's health.
Right. Although not, this is the first where they're actually affecting people's moods and, you know, the brain. So that, I'm sure, puts up a lot of red flags for people.
All right.
Moving on.
So what they do is they pitch it to you as a great thing. It's already being done. Lithium's already put in your water. Okay, let me give everybody the newsflash. You can pull up an EPA report for any major city. And sure, they can say small towns have natural trace amounts. Some towns have natural trace amounts of mercury or arsenic or cyanide. Doesn't mean you want to go drink it. Alan Watt, they're really getting us ready for this because they know we're exposing that they're already putting it in the water. So they're going, yeah, we're chemtrailing you. John P. Holdren this year admitted it. And yeah, we're putting stuff in your water. What's wrong with that?
We have to go back again quite some time to realize that this is nothing new about the idea. The big boys had global meetings back in the 30s even, 40s, 50s, always looking towards this future world society they were going to bring into being. And they talked, as I say, about ways of doing it, and pharma was to be a big part of it. No doubt about that. They all thought about using pharma. And you find with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who pretty well says he's got his own man, and as the president now, because he trained him, in his book, Between Two Ages, that he published back in the 1970s, he talked about mind control. He talked about the technotronic era, but he talked about other methods too, where the public would be basically made docile. He said it can be done electronically by using standing waves across a whole continent if need be, which means it was already tested out back in the 70s, so it works. But they also mentioned other methods as well.
And then I saw a Baltimore Sun article about 8 years ago where it said, oh, DARPA in major cities is testing calming waves.
That's right.
To make everyone happy. What's wrong with calming waves, Alan?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you and I different? Why don't we love the government putting a toxic heavy metal in the water to brain damage us? Why don't we like mind control towers? Why don't we like police in black uniforms and secret arrest and torture? What's wrong with us, Alan Watt?
I think there's something wrong with the uptake in our brains for these particular chemicals, perhaps. We lead somewhere else, which actually does happen in some people's physiologies. It's the same with inoculations. They found that with the standard childhood inoculations, the doctors are all trained to tell the mother, don't worry, they go home, have a fever, it's based in the head. Well, when you have an inflammation in the head, you have an inflammation in the brain. Inflammation causes brain cells to die off. So this is all supposedly normal.
And don't worry, we just brain damage your child and lower their IQ by 3 points.
Exactly.
And after 50 shots, they're going to be retarded. Don't worry, I've got power. I wear a white lab coat. Oh, I love my mistress. So go ahead.
And then some people, there's always a few individuals where, because these particular biowarfare chemicals will attach themselves to uptake amino acids to go to the brain, because of different physiology, sometimes it's waylaid somewhere else, into the intestine, into other parts of the body. They'll end up with various allergies. It's a very common
Well, take
symptom.
The movie Serenity,
yeah.
Based on the TV. Well, I mean, you may have seen it, but for those that don't know, they go to this planet where everybody's died to find out, and they discover the government was putting basically Prozac into the air, but they found that 1% of people, it makes them psycho killers. So that's the establishment kind of saying what we're doing is having some unintended consequences. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's the same when they can inject you with various things. Not everyone comes down with the fever, but often those children will come down with asthma or intestinal problems for the rest of their life.
They admit that all Crohn's cases have the measles and other vaccine antibodies because, the autoimmune attack didn't eat your brain, it ate your guts.
And so you often find people who have these problems are a bit brighter, they're more aware of what's going on because their brain was unaffected. Now they're going for everyone now with pharma, the calmatives as they call them, openly. And remember, after 9/11, I think it was Rumsfeld, he was on television in the U.S. It was broadcast on Canadian TV, and he was asked by a reporter, what are you going to do if another major crisis breaks out? He says, we've contingency plans. He says, we've aerosolized Valium and Prozac. He said, we can spray over entire cities or whole areas. And I thought, well, perfect, because if the Valium kicks in quick, you see, whereas the Prozac takes about a week to build up in the system and then takes over. So they've already had these things discussed and ready to go for who knows how many decades.
And now they've been spraying us, so John P. Holder can come out and say, yes, we're spraying you.
Yeah.
He can tell the Associated Press. There can be video of it, and people just go, they're not spraying me. Well, the White House science czar just said they are. No, they're not.
Yep. Yep.
No, they're
in
not.
In fact, there was a TV show in New York yesterday, and a news hour just came out and advised people who have children with asthma to move out of the east side for overnight if possible because of heavy metallic spraying. That's all they said in this little clip.
Oh.
No justification, no follow-up, no whys. That's all they said.
Well, Alan, what's wrong with having aluminum dioxide sprayed on you? I mean, they're only helping you.
That's right. And then the barium will help build up, and you'll get cancer early, so you're not a burden on the coming healthcare system.
These are really loving people. They're just so loving. Oh.
You know, you have to go into the characters behind all of this, and who is at the Copenhagen meeting, for instance. And the big eugenicists are there, the big utopians are there. Dennis Meadows is there. He was one of the big boys at the Club of Rome.
In fact, talk about that. The head of the Chinese delegation said, we own your debt. This is for those Monday, Associated Press and others. And we want global government, one-child policies for Americans. And our government suddenly announced, yeah, we're looking at this. So, yeah. I mean, they're just go ahead, Alan.
And don't forget, they look at the panel appointed in the U.S., Congress, there's John Holdren there who wrote the book Eco-Science back in the 70s with another mainline communist. And they are communists, by the way, hardline communists. And Holdren himself said he wants compulsory sterilization of the public. He said we can't do the same way in America as we do in India because people in America are better educated, they might catch on. So they'll have to do it surreptitiously, covertly, and basically sterilize the people by other means. And they discussed what the ideal population should be. Now, these characters are all on board, and you have your Holdrens in every government of the Western world right now. That's not by chance. They're all on board right now, appointed. And the whole agenda is now set to roll forth at an incredible pace. Remember, too, in communism, the planks of communism was the destruction of the family unit. Families contaminate the children, according to them. So did Bertrand Russell. He agreed with this by passing on outmoded family values.
Yeah, you've got to have the state purely programming. And now everywhere, they, under the environment, police, most of the kids' curriculum is dossiers on mommy and daddy on record.
Yes. And they also said in the Communist Manifesto, the family was an enemy. Because the state must be able to talk to you directly with no relative around to stand up with you.
And because we've had a couple generations raised in Europe and the U.S. and Canada on this, the parents are in the news locally and going, I'm glad my child is my boss and writes reports on me.
Yeah. And that was all part of the push for single moms, by the way. That people don't realize that they don't give a darn about mothers and women's rights. They use them all for a different purpose to divide families and get them down until it's just you, the unit, until like Orwell's 84, where that camera can pull you up and say, yeah, you, Smith, and there's nobody around to help you. That's what government... Nietzsche, we all said that. We will never win until we can talk directly to each citizen and there's no other citizens will stand up beside them. That's already here. But you have to understand, too, another get through under its guise because everyone knew, at least not so long ago, what communism was.
But now it's for the Earth. You pay Al Gore, mm-hmm. and the polar bears live.
Yes, they brought it back under a different guise, much more clever, and wrapped some scientific jargon and a lot of fakery over it, and a lot of hype and terror and fear if you don't comply. And they're bringing it out. It's exact same
And they promise new technologies to free everyone. Well, they really set up a scientific dictatorship that doesn't allow new technologies to develop. That's actually in the treaty. Actually, the communists, that was their favorite thing 80 years ago, Alan.
Yes. And I'm going to understand it never died. It never died. As the Reese Commission showed, it was to blend with the West. By the time it would blend, the West would already be degraded culturally. And we have been degraded by thanks to Hollywood and television, and again through the academia system, because Lenin said it too, we must have the international academic authority, and that was set up eventually the United Nations.
So everything's standardized to the point where the average person tuning in who's a new listener just thinks we're gibbering and jabbering. I see people on YouTube everywhere, they watch these videos and they go, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like we're weird because we know the names of government groups. That's bad.
That's right. And they've also been trained, like Brzezinski said, that unless it's on mainstream media, that they will not believe it. By the same token, if something is on mainstream media, which is totally fictitious, they will believe it, like the fake flu pandemic. But I was contacted recently by a group under Ted Turner's group, massive network system, asking me if I come on and talk about global warming before the Copenhagen thing came up. And the two producers, a man and a woman, talked to me for quite some time. And I caught on right away that they wanted someone who didn't know their facts. They wanted someone who would just be anti-this or anti-that. And I was dishing out names, speeches, comments made by the big boys themselves on creating the fake global warming crisis like the Club of Rome. And the two founders, I mentioned them. I mentioned their book. I said they came up with the idea and admit it in their book. And I mentioned fact after fact after fact for an hour. Then, and I knew by the end of the hour, these folk would not have me on because they did not want someone on who could present the facts.
They wanted somebody on to say, I like global warming. Means I'll be able to surf more. You would have been on TV.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They wanted someone who would just go up there and be emotional and angry and so on, but have no facts to back anything up. That would discredit all the rest of them who had the facts but were never heard.
But the system is so discredited that even if that was the case, I mean, that's why the globalists are running out of steam. Their scientific dictatorship. Look at this. Wimberley School teaches students to be detectives, and it says they come home and investigate their parents. This is outside Austin. This is done in Austin, too. They come home and inspect their parents and write up detectives' reports on their parents' carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. This is going on nationwide. Oh, the freedom.
Yes, and now in Britain, they're going after people who live in rural communities. Remember, Agenda 21 at the United Nations, it all ties together, where the rural folk be crushed into the already overcrowded cities, as this generation is to die off. That's the key to it over the next 30, 40 years. And they're going after people's stoves in Britain. If you heat by a certain particular oil-type stove, it heats the house and it heats...
they're shutting off everybody's industry, and this is all in their own statements to destroy your independence. Let's talk to John in Maine, and then Andy and David in the next segment. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
So I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks now, and a lot of the stuff you've been saying has really been matching up with my experience after working on Wall Street for about 10 years. I worked for Deutsche Bank Private Bank, and I was just involved basically in an enormous money laundering operation. It was a lot of the very same people who are calling for higher taxes have all their money in these offshore accounts with layer upon layer of legal protection so that people will never find their money.
And it's all selectively enforced. They only burn the little people who are offshore and steal their money for themselves. Yes, it's private banks, private bankers that now run the government, and run the IRS. Any more comments, John?
No, well, the only other thing I wanted to say is that I was working down in the Miami office, and these banks are involved in huge drug money laundering operations as well. That's all.
You should write a report about it. But, I mean, they now admit on British television that our government grows the opium, but says, oh, it's a good thing. I mean, there really is a coming out in the open now, isn't there?
I think it was just yesterday, there's an article in a Canadian newspaper and in a U.S. newspaper, which stated after a survey and investigation that the banks that were kept afloat during the supposed, and that's a planned crisis, obviously.
Yeah, the U.N. said drug money kept us afloat,
that's money, right.
Is good. Yeah,
that's right, that's what came out there, drug money did it. And, of course, there'll be no investigation as to who's responsible, because they all know who's responsible.
But if you're caught with a matchbox of it, you're going to a slave prison.
You're correct. In fact, someone in the States told me the other day and said they could not believe it. They're 65, and they were asked why they wanted to buy a box of matches.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Matches, spray paint, over-the-counter drugs. Everyone's being asked questions. All the clerks are being trained to ask questions like we live in Red Dawn.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Despise you. They're teaching them they're the boss. Al Gore on tape. Your parents don't know. You do. You're in control now. Time magazine for kids saying your parents belong to a bygone pathetic age. You know freedom and you want the microchip. That's a paraphrase quote. I mean, just bizarre. And it's over the top. They just intimidate you into accepting tyranny. They just throw it in your face and you just capitulate. Alan Watt, comments on that.
That's true, because they are organized. They can't help but be organized, because the biggest bankers on the planet are in on this whole future. I used to be astonished as to why Victor Rothschild, Lord Victor Rothschild, has now been disclosed. And they knew it all along in the 60s and the 40s, even the 50s. He was a member of the Communist Party. He joined at Cambridge. So here's a man from one of the richest, if not the richest, banking family on the planet. He also belonged to the Mossad later on. And he sold out all of the plans of Britain, including the A-bomb, to the Russians. He gave it to them, basically. And his personal belief, and this is what's so important, was his personal belief was that the right sort of people would eventually rule the world. And these were the most intelligent, once again on the Darwinian principle, would come down through centuries, accumulating, getting to the top, holding on to wealth, for instance. Well, they had the right to rule. But he believed that money, and he was a truthful character, a banker. He said money is only a system of controlling people and gaining power for those in the top. Everyone works, as Karl Marx said, by labor. Labor is the only real producer there is.
That's right. The banks don't need more tax money.
No,
it's a system of control.
It's control. And he believes that money can be anything. He'd already proven that after the Bretton Woods Agreement, when he brought in fractional reserve. Or the
and
gold
speaking
standard.
Of that, they are now announcing the Arabs are fully going off the dollar. It is the end of the dollar.
That's correct. And they knew this back. Remember when they signed the GATT Treaty, the public were kept out of it. That it was never explained to them by any media what the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs was. It never told them that, yes, we would be, the taxpayer would be funding for their own factories to uproot and go to China. They never said, oh, the taxpayers will pay these corporations for 10 years.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. Of the $50 billion GM bailout,
yep,
more than half of it went to pay to move the factories to Brazil, mm-hmm, China, and Eastern Europe. We literally,
yes,
pay.
Yeah. And the public were utterly ignorant, even when suddenly everything started to say, made in China. They didn't, because most of the public are never conscious.
Again, they love it. They love paying to lose their job. They love,
yeah,
SWAT teams. They love open borders. They love their kids coming home and ordering them around. They love drinking fluoride. They love it.
They do, and they love to play. And these are that's a problem, and that is a big problem. They are the middle people who will do nothing. They'll go whichever way the winner goes.
That's right. That's why they do it. They think the globalists are winning, and so even now that it's proven we're going into a tyrannical world government, they're going, I like it.
That's
I
right.
love my kids.
I'll be okay because I keep my head down. That's their attitude. Yeah.
Well, it's like the guy in 1984 is bragging on his kid being a spy, and when his kid denounces him, he says, I don't know why the little guy denounced me. I'm sure he was right. I'm so proud of him. And it's the same thing. I mean, listen, Alan, great interview. We're going to have you on, early January for two full hours to take more calls. Sorry to all the callers. We'll get to more of you tomorrow. Alan, great job. Your website's cuttingthematrix.com. My websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. Let me say bye to you, Alan, here as the show ends. See Alan Watt in the film Fall of the Republic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.